marriage is so successful. They're smart, that's why. And anyone who looks like Albert Einstein is a genius too. Henry Ford and Thomas Edison were geniuses, but they're goys, and goys don't count. Take Walt Disney. He was a genius, but didn't make much money until the Jews stock marketed him. Today, Jews like Robert Iger and Michael Eisner are making a killing out of Mickey Mouse. They even created transgender characters in Disney, making big profits. That's smart business. So what if Walt is turning over in his grave? It's the bottom line that counts, right? And why are Jews doing so well on the internet? Sergey Brin and Larry Page own Google. Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, and Dan Schulman runs PayPal, all Jews. They're well connected, that's why. Jews are tight, and any Jew with an idea can get financing as easily as a goy can get the shaft. Am I being facetious? No. I grew up as a Jew in an upper middle class synagogue, where connections to fame and fortune were made over lox and bagels during Sabbath day brunch. We even had the mayor speak once, and the following day at the March for Israel parade. He wasn't Jewish, but the synagogue liked him a lot. They gave him money for his campaigns, gave him good press, and even helped him with policy positions when he ran for governor. Jews are generous people. With politicians willing to return the favors, another reason for Jewish success. Which brings me to a sensitive subject which many familiar with are loath to speak on. Why are the Jewish people hated so much? So much that the Jewish people need their own state to protect them from the Gentile people, and from the Arabs, and really everyone. I mean, you got to be honest when you're talking about anti-Semitism. For with this recent, unwarranted criticism of Israel's crimes that many are voicing, the Jewish people are being forced to run to Israel for shelter until there's not a single Jewish people left. Well, yeah, there are still some, like Schumer, Kagan, some neocons. Adelson's still here. But we're losing the best and the brightest of them due to these outbreaks. And yet, with most of them in Zion, Jews still dominate business, politics, and the press in America. This is a riddle yet to be solved. For in spite of the menace of anti-Semitism, Jews still drive big cars, live in upscale communities, send their kids to private schools, and take politicians to Israel on tours of Tel Aviv. And if Trump gets in, next year in Jerusalem. Seder's served at the embassy at 30 pieces of silver a plate. I'm no bigot. Riddles for Yiddles are so easily cracked.